Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to talk reparations, right? We're going to see if it's can be a reality. Is it a pipe dream? So we're going to talk about compensation. We're going to talk about New York, right? And in our conversation about New York, we're going to spread it out to the rest of North America and the territory that we stay in, called the United States Incorporated. We're going to talk a little bit about Germany, because Holocaust victims and compensation for them is on the table. And then we're going to talk about your Holocaust as original people in this land, right? It's a governor from New York, right? And she puts up a tweet, and I took a look at it. I was impressed and I was touched that this governor Kathy Hochul will go out on a limb for our people, right? Because in her tweet she says New York has secured over $183 million in compensation for Black Americans that suffered slavery in this country. And I'm like, beloved, when I seen that, I was elated, man. That was breathtaking. That was, beloved, you know that's bullshit. You know they don't say that. You know this government ain't got nothing for you niggas. You know they don't. They got nothing for niggas. You know what it really says? New York has secured over $183 million in compensation for Holocaust victims and their heirs, not you, them, right? Take a guess of the political party that Kathy belonged to. Take a guess, man, because it's the ones you like, y'all love them so much, you know, they gonna look out for you. And you know, Genocide Joe was hanging out at the Black barbershops because it's election time. And he's hanging out at the cookouts. And then he's showing up to dinner with the Black father and the two sons. And they're eating fried chicken, right? Out of all things, they got the president down there eating fried chicken. Genocide Joe with the original family, man and two sons. And it's election time when you see that, right? It is indeed election time. You know, we don't take joy in seeing Jaime suffer, right? If the Holocaust victims can get them some paper, get them some chips, we ain't tripping on it. This interesting about this, though, is like, damn, beloved, you know, they suffered in a foreign land. They suffered in Germany. They didn't even suffer over here. So how could that be at the foot and the hands and the pockets of the New York's taxpayers? Some shit that didn't even happen over here. Don't you know, beloved, they got a whole office, right? Let me just switch gears real quick. They got a whole office in Jaime Town that they just deal with the claims of Holocaust victims, yo. You can go and file with the HCPO, and if you just for any reason, right, for anyone who have a reason to believe that assets, bank accounts, insurance policies, if it's some works of art, anything, right, that belongs to you or a relative, you know, whether it's dormant, unpaid, or it's you suffered a loss of the result of the Nazi persecution and you kind of fit into a window of 1933 to 1945, you can submit a claim at the HCPO and look for your bread. They got a number, they got a website. If you're not a resident of New York, it doesn't matter. The HCPO would take any claim from any state or any country. You just mail it in and they'll get you squared away. Now, New York, right? I've been there, beloved, and the Jaimes run that state. They run it, the whole thing. They don't call it New York City for nothing. They don't call it Jaime Town for nothing. Just take the Jaimes off the table, though. You know, New York already, beloved, in the budget by Kathy for next year, next fiscal year, which starts in April. They already got $2.4 billion of migrant spending in the budget. After already spending $1.9 billion last year. How much they spend on you? For your development? For your growth? Nothing. They got nothing for niggas. Oh, let me make it politically correct. They got nothing for African Americans. They got nothing for Black Americans, right? You're a little deep, you ethnic. They have nothing for Hebrew Israelites. They got nothing for Moorish Americans. You know, because you got to get away from the Negro, Black, and colored, beloved. You know, you got to be sovereign and you got to talk about your nationality. All right, cool. They got nothing for the Moorish Americans. Nothing. Nothing. Whatever you call yourself, shit ain't got nothing for you. They got nothing for you niggas. If you looking to get justice from them folks, you gonna be you gonna be looking for a while, beloved, because they don't have it. They find reasons to give money to everybody except you. Yet you have your own Holocaust in this land underneath their jurisdiction. They won't even acknowledge it. They don't even acknowledge it. But just to think, beloved, they got an office, a Holocaust office in New York to assist them with finances to give to people. I can't even believe that for real. Where is your office at for your Holocaust in this land? Where is your office at? Where do you submit your claims at? What do the descendants of the descendants of the descendants of Mississippi that was involved in the Devil's Punch Bowl in Natchez, Mississippi, what do they file their claims at to get their money? Do you know what the Devil's Punch Bowl is? Because I want to explain it first. Do you know what happened when they had the so-called Civil War, the Civilized War? When the whites fought over who gonna control the blacks, and at the end of the war they both won. But don't you know that in that process, in that battle, in that war, you know, when the quote unquote Union won, well, they created a refugee camp, right there in Mississippi, and they provided our people with quote unquote temporary housing, because you're a free slave now, right? But the spot that they put you in, it was like a goddamn valley. You know what I'm saying? And it's surrounded by bluffs, because we know Mississippi is like the state of the red bluffs. You know, it's kind of like this old mountainous kind of like shit that they got down there. And you know what happened? Our people got in that spot and they died of starvation and disease. And some of our people was trying to leave there and go back to the plantation. It was so, listen, the living conditions were so unreal. Our people wanted to get back to the plantation. No. The Union got they held you there. And half of the population died right there. And now the numbers get funny when you die. When it's your massacre, the numbers always get funny. When it's their massacre, oh, it's 6 million. And we're not, you know, listen. I don't want to go down that road, because human suffering is human suffering. It's just when it comes to your suffering, the numbers get always tricky and funny all the time. First, it's 20,000 people. Then half of the people died. Then it's 10,000 people. Then half of the people died. Then it's 4,000 people. Then half of the people died. See how they play with your pain? See how they play with your death? See how they play with your suffering? They don't really care. So you going to them asking for compensation, it's like, it's not going to happen. Reparations, yeah, it's a cool idea. It's cool to see California talk about reparations, but we know, like, come on, man, they playing a trick game out there, because we know California not even a slave state. That's like, that's technology at its finest out there. Dig this. You know, we belong to the only people group, right? When you call yourself a Black American, you belong to the only people group in this land that you can go to the Google and you can type in Black Massacre and you can put any state behind it and something to pop up. and it'll show how your people were destroyed. You can go to the New Orleans Massacre, and then show you your people was killed in New Orleans in 1866. You can go to, or you can just type Louisiana Massacre, and then show you, well, St. Bernard Parish Massacre. They show you all the massacres of your people in Louisiana. They show you the Rosewood Massacre in Florida, the Black Wall Street Massacre in Tulsa. They just show you. Okay, so where's your claim office at? The crackers gave you Juneteenth, right? So where's the claim office for, you don't have one. And then it's so bugged out. They give you Juneteenth and you can't even goddamn celebrate the day. They give you Martin Luther King birthday. You can't even celebrate the day because many of our people have mission essential jobs in America. So how you gonna take off? You're the nurse. You're the LPN. You're the CNA. How you gonna take off? You can't take off. How you gonna take off? You're the truck driver. That's mission essential work. You can't take off. Well, how you gonna get off work? Look at the job that you got in these warehouses and these factories. They don't let you get off of that. That's what many of our people are at. Okay, they got a new name for you now, right? You work in a hey, they got a new cutout for you, and it's called remote. Right? That's what you work at now. Remote. That means you work from the crib. So you know you ain't finna goddamn get off. And you working at the crib, they're gonna keep you working at all times. And they're gonna tell you how many breaks you could take, and you in your own goddamn house working. And you go, oh man, you taking breaks too long. Can't make it up. Can't make it up. Now we gotta go back to what we were always been taught. When a wise man tell you, man, them folks is the devil, not a devil, the devil. They got nothing for you. If they really open up the books and examine slavery like they say that they would, you know, all the deeds and all of their founding fathers that is connected to slavery is going to have to come out. And they don't want to do that. They want to keep everything nice, white, and pretty. You know what's not so pretty? When it comes to your compensation, they never can find the money. And listen, you fought in every war that they got. Your forefathers fought in every single war that they had. Your forefathers fought in everything that they came up with. Died, bled, but their children's and their children's children is rejected. You marched, you protest, you had to fight to goddamn go to school here. They didn't let you into school over here. You had to fight to go to school here. You had to fight to get an education. You had to fight to vote. After they killed you and hung you a few times just to vote, they let you vote. You had to fight to go to the lunch counter. You had to fight to go to the hotels. You had to fight to get a driver's license. You had to fight. What did you get for the fight? Nothing. Nothing. But they can give damn near $30 billion every year to aid to Israel. Nobody says nothing. Because, you know, I'm convinced that that's what that star, because it's really a shield, right? And I can tell you what that shield means. It's a bunch of pyramids and that what I'm talking about. The Israeli flag, right? The flag of Israel. I can really tell you what that quote-unquote Star of David really, really mean. It don't mean what you think it mean, but it's a shield and it means something else. But dig this. I'm convinced, though, beloved, that star, or you look at the American flag and the Israeli flag, it's almost like the same flag. You could damn near put that star in the American flag and say that's the 51st star. Because it's like everything America do is pro-Israel. Yet, when it's time for war, you fight in their wars to help them. You do. Your forefathers. Look, I'm going to tell you something that's real cold, right? This is the importance of knowing your history. Beloved, don't you know that the so-called white woman, right? The cave woman, you know, she comes from weak blood, weak bones, weak genetics, right? Her breasts didn't even get fulfilled enough to give nourishment to her own children. You know that, right? So you know who fed her children? Our foremothers did. Our foremothers, Mammy, Big Mama, and Medea breastfed her children. You know that, right? It's important that you know your own history. I know you know that. I know you know Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I know you know that. I know you know the strong guy that he had all that power and he was killing folks with a jawbone and they cut his hair off. I know you know all the mythos. You got to know your own history. When the so-called white man, you should take it. See, you, because of our dynamics in history, just the fact that I know that my foremothers breastfed his forefathers and the way that they come at us now, see, it only proves to me that he can't do anything out of his nature. But if you didn't know that, it should be an awakening call to you. Because you're not like any of these other people groups that's asking for anything. Your foremothers breastfed his forefathers. Yet, they got right up and they had passed a law. They will gun you down. They will lynch you because it's just their nature. You never gonna drive this man out of his nature. You're praying, and I continue to say this because this is the biggest myth that runs around in our village. You're praying for the nigga loving cracker to come one day, and he is not coming, and she is not following behind him. It's no such thing as one century, one decade, one year. The old crackers is going to die out, and the nigga loving cracker is going to show up and do right by you. It's not going to happen, beloved. You're bugging. Their forefathers is connected to the plantation. So they're not going to let their dirty laundry come out for the sake of justice for you. It's not going to happen. Just to look at a governor, Governor Kathy. Look at the tweet, man. I'm leaving it up. Hate has no home in New York, and my administration is committed to the uplifting survivors and their families while honoring the memory of 6 million lives taken far too soon. Man, our people are suffering up there in New York City. Our people are suffering everywhere underneath the devil's jurisdiction. Look, check it out. The more you talk about reparations, the more they're going to have to talk about James Monroe. Right? They're going to have to look at their own presidents because they're like, damn, well, Monroe was connected to a plantation. But I think with his pops left him like a tobacco plantation, something like that. Had our people already on it. It's going to show Thomas Jefferson. Then they try to kind of like glamorize Thomas Jefferson. Like, oh, you know, he ran around with Sally Hemings and all this old kind of shit. I'm like, bro, she was 12 or 13 years old. She was a fucking teenager. But it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter to Negroes because Negroes practice religions with so-called prophets that marry 8 and 9 year olds. So they can't see that it's because you can't play double talk. Now, once you can see what Thomas Jefferson did was wicked, well, you're going to have to stand on that wickedness because you following a guy that's a prophet that married an 8 or 9 year old. Or if you're not following that guy, right? If you're not in Arabia, maybe you're following Israel where the main prophet over there, he married his sister and then his son married the cousin, which had a big age gap. And then the other son married two of his cousins and worked 7 years to do it. I don't know. Maybe all that is a different story for a different day because you guys are so into this mythos. But what they got going on is connected to our people. They're not going to expose that. They're not going to expose Washington for the sake of you. All they're going to do is keep throwing Abraham Lincoln in your face. Oh, look, man, Abraham Lincoln, he was over the Civilized War or the Civil War, you know, the crackers fighting over who going to control the blacks. And they both won, right? That's why we say it like that, because it's real. But what they won't tell you, next time a goddamn cracker, a fucking cave dweller stand in front of you and he tell you, he say, you know what? You know, Abraham Lincoln, you know, many of our people died in the Civil War. I want you to ask them, say, well, do you know about the New York City draft riots? Because y'all talk about the Union so much. What was the New York City draft riots? What was that massacre about? And just sit back and let them talk. Because when they doing the draft, for the war now. You know, the rich crackers got out of the war because they had the money. See, let me tell you a trick about the Civil War, because nobody fought that war but poor people. The rich crackers in the South got out of the war because if they had a plantation, they had over 20 people, they was exempt, right? Which was very few. What they won't tell you is that, because they kind of make it in history look like it was a bunch of plantation owners and everybody had 40, 50 slaves on it. And like, nah, man, that shit is, the average slave owner have only 4 or 5 people on the plantation. It wasn't no goddamn, wasn't a bunch of our people there like that, but that's a different story for a different day. If you had 20 though, you was exempt. That means that was the rich ones. They didn't fight in the war. Then you get to the Union, you get to the North, because that was the Confederacy. When you get to the North, if you had $300, you can, they call it a replacement, you can put the $300 up and you can buy somebody to fight on your behalf. This is what's called a substitute. Yeah, you pay for a substitute soldier, like, so if you was rich, so the rich didn't get involved in it. So what the poor crackers started to notice was like, damn, they out there on their own. So you know what they began to do? Kill a lot of people in return. This is New York, right? This is all in New York. This is, you go down and the record is there. Now, you start to get stereotypes, or possibly, because I don't want to just say it that way, but they begin to throw our people in the river in New York, drowning us. Like, okay, he can't swim. The nigga can't swim. Killing, lynching, shooting, all in New York. Just for that to turn around to see a New York governor stand up and then take to the Twitter and say, her administration is committed to uplifting the survivors and honoring the memory of all this and all that. But where's your memory going to get honored at? They never got time to honor your memory. So why would you get before they feed and beg them for it? They're not going to give you no goddamn reparations, bro. It's a numbers game associated to reparations that I often talk about to say, man, the number game, you ain't going to fit in the number game anyway. They got it fixed up that way. So they're selling a pipe dream to you. And then they got, you know, some wannabe black talking heads, and they got decent sized platforms, and they just, yeah, you know, and I'm like, man, they got the money to put it up and give it to you. They're not going to give it to you. They never going to put you in a position where you're going to compete with their grandchildren's grandchildren one day. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They have demonstrated to you all through history that they don't want your people to have anything. Why in the fuck would they go on the back and print up any money to hand to you or any land to hand to you? It's not going to happen. Your salvation is separation. The most revolutionary thing you can do in this land as an original person is rebuild your family unit. Family farming equals finances. The snake don't have a reparations policy for the animals he killed and devoured. He don't have it. The wolf don't have a reparations policy for the sheep, because all the sheep he slaughtered through his time in existence, that's his nature to do that. He don't have a policy to go in the back room to make it right. He just... the wolf can't do that. You're asking people to act outside of their nature to look out for you. They can't do it. Only thing they can give you, beloved, as compensation is a new trick. Is a new trick. It's a pacifier. That's all they can give you, is a new something to trip you up to make you think they're giving you something, and it's going to hold them over for 25 years, for 50 years, and they're really not going to give you nothing. It's in their nature to give you a trick or a lie or do something to deceive you. That's all they can give you. That's all they finna give our people in California. They're working on a trick. It's not in them to provide justice on any level. And beloved, I think we'll leave it there. Right? Peace and black power to you, family. Beloved, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. This is indeed Real Black Content Reform Podcast. Man, it's your brother V, man. I'm getting with you guys later. Peace. Peace and more peace.
I know you talking to the Jews. You are of your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer. And if you look at that white man, he's a lying thing and a murderous human being. There is no human being on earth that has murdered more living things than the Caucasian. He's a murderer and a liar. Take it or leave it, brother. He's a snake of the grafted type. Huh? And if he's allowed to live, he'll sting someone else. It is not the color of the white man that's the problem. It's the mind of the white man that's the problem. The color can live on forever if God wanted to be so. But the mind of white supremacy has to be destroyed.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.